You are a woman. You are an entrepreneur. You are a mom. You are an executive. You are a student. You are anything you want to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host, Kathleen Cowley.
Hi, welcome to everyone joining me today on the Every Woman Can Be Speaker Spotlight Radio. I'm Kathleen Kelly, the Business Service Advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and also the owner of Casey Streamline Concepts, offering business productivity solutions. Every Woman Can Be is a premier organization to provide women the opportunity to learn more about business, women's health issues, self-improvement, and many more topics. I am very happy that today joining me as a spotlight speaker is Robin Davis, who is the Every Woman Can Be Technology Advisor and the owner of iBenders, a web design and development company. Now, Robin has been developing and designing websites for over 18 years, and her company, iBenders, does everything from designing and developing websites, setting up shopping carts, creating logos, social media, marketing, search engine optimization, and more. Now, Robin has been in the Charlotte Business Journal for the past 3 years on the list of the top website companies in the area, and that's a great, great achievement and compliment. And Robin's going to be our keynote speaker next week at our monthly event here in Charlotte, and so I'm really happy to have her on the line here. And Robin, how are you today?
Kathleen.
Great. So you're online, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you now. I'm sorry about that. Now, I just wanted to tell everybody that I've seen lots of your websites, and they're so creative, and, you know, you're a pleasure to work with. You've done my website, and you've done a lot of my client websites. So, but we're going to switch gears today, and we're going to have you talk about social media and the different options that are out there, because it's so confusing because there are so many of them out there. So this is a great topic for us to talk about today and share with our listeners. So, Robin, with business, why is it important for businesses to use social media?
The question I get asked all the time is, you know, which social media is right for me? And so, you know, I think I'd like to start out today by giving the listeners four tips. And the first one is to look into each social media channel and determine which will work best for your business. You consider the following important factors with each: the product or service you are offering and the available human and financial resources at your disposal. Social media may be free, but think about the value of your time. Number two, don't sign up for every social media channel because they're popular or the new kid on the block. Determine which is most relevant to your business. It's better to be excellent with one or two channels than mediocre at five or six. And tip number three, before deciding which social media channel to be active on, work out a clear and implementable plan. Many people lose their business focus while becoming social. It has a negative effect on the business due to the time lost trying to come to terms with social media. A plan really helps you to stay focused. And four, don't get frustrated. Stick with it. Social media takes time and an investment of your time over a long period in order to achieve results. You just have to be consistent and learn everything that you need to do and then do it to fit your business.
Yeah, that's, I know for myself, those are very, very good tips. And it is, if you're not you know, super tech savvy, let's say, you know, it does get very confusing of, you know, which one to use, the consistency that you have to do it, and you hit it right on the nose that, you know, you have to have a plan. And so I think those are really, really good tips. Now, you've given me a list of the different types of social media available. So mm-hmm. What I'd like you to do is just explain, you know, a little bit about, you know, what that social media is and how you can use it, you know, in relationship to build your business. So the first one of which everybody, you know, knows about or uses in some way is Facebook. So So tell me a little bit about Facebook.
Facebook is by far the biggest social media channel, with an estimate of 1.1 billion people using the site each month, 665 active users each day, and it generates up to 645 million local business page views per week. Facebook has proved that its popularity amongst users is here to stay. And Facebook can be thought of as the social home for your business on the Internet. It's a place where people can go to leave a message, browse through business products and photos, or chat with you online. And with so many targeted potential customers, creating a business page is a must. But remember, it needs to be updated on a daily basis, but not only with promotional information, but engaging and interesting content as well. No, this platform does need a considerable amount of human and financial resources, advertising, and if done right, the benefits to your business will definitely be seen. And there's, Facebook is right for you if you're building a community presence or want to reach as broad a network as possible. It's losing some traction among younger users, but with more than 70% of online adults actively participating in Facebook, it remains the most popular social media site by far. Not only does it have the most users, it is the most frequently used, which demonstrates a high level of engagement. Sheer popularity may not be your primary criteria, so given that the primary reason people are so engaged with Facebook is to connect with family and friends, it may not provide the most effective medium for your business message, but that's what you're going to have to look at your business model and see how you can connect with those people.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, that's great about Facebook. And then this is one that I'm not really good at is Twitter. So tell us a little bit about Twitter.
Okay, Twitter is full of people with things to say, and you can listen. This social media channel has an estimated 215 million active users. Twitter is meant not so much for friends and family, but for people you actually want to communicate with. You may think that the 140-character count, or the amount of words you can tweet, is limited, but when used correctly, you can reap the rewards. Twitter has proved its worth in recent years as a platform for breaking news. Use the great hashtag feature to keep up and be part of the latest trends and newsworthy events. Twitter is also a great way to connect with your customers. If you have an unsatisfied customer, you will hear them on Twitter, and this is your chance to excel at customer service. If you have succeeded in gaining some popularity with your Twitter account, you know how viral Twitter can be. And Twitter is right for you if you want to reach both men and women, especially younger ones. It's also particularly appealing to information junkies. So if your business lends itself to the provision of topic-based news or timely insights, Twitter's a great choice. As with Facebook, Twitter is more effective when it's a two-way platform in which you respond and engage with followers. So if someone tweets or uses you in a tweet, you know, make sure you respond, whether it's to thank them, to engage them in more conversation, or, you know, whatever the tweet brings about.
Okay, I know that's one that I need to work on and figure out, the characters and how to respond to people. And I even see, not to go off too much, but on, like, Facebook and people, comment, but then they do the hashtag and, whatever it is. Does that actually link to something when you hashtag a comment?
On Facebook, that's something different. So if you're in Facebook and you put hashtag business, if you do go to the search bar at the top of Facebook and you put in hashtag business, it's going to bring you up a page that shows you everything that your news feed has listed about the word business.
So let's
say that every woman can be. You might have missed your news feed for a week. So you can put in pound every woman can be, and it'll bring you up everything in the news feed that included that verbiage.
Wow.
So it's just
that's
a good
great.
Way to keep track of a particular topic or to add yourself to a popular topic.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's good to know, because I wasn't real sure how that you know, what it really did, to tell you the truth. And sometimes I think they're, you know, the comments or whatever they are, I think, oh, that's a really cute little thing, and, you know, I knew it linked somewhere. So, well, that's great. See, you learn something new every day. So I think, all right, one that I don't think people are as familiar with is Google Plus. So tell us a little bit about Google Plus.
Right, and the numbers on Google Plus, which I'm going to show at the luncheon, Google Plus seems to have gained some popularity, but I don't think as much as they had hoped, but people are really curious to learn more about it. And Google Plus has 359 million active users a month. It's far from the ghost town it's believed to be, but many see Google Plus as a combination of Twitter and Facebook, but its new features makes it a marketing paradise. The Hangouts, plus ones, and hashtags, if used properly, can result in a fantastic page popularity. Hangouts show where you've been, where you're going, so it's good for people who have restaurants, let's say. Twitter and Facebook, this page needs to be updated. You need to be interactive, not only with your users, but other business pages as well. Remember, Google Plus is Google, which means great search engine results for your business. If you have a Google Plus page and someone searches for your business, despite if they follow you or not, your Google Plus page and its most recent post will be displayed on the right side of the personal search results. Google Plus is still fairly young, and so there aren't a lot of statistics on it yet, but I expect it to keep growing as more and more businesses start to use it.
Yeah, because I know I get invited, you know, by people through Google Plus. And so I think after we do this show, I need to hire you to do my social media updates for me and get me going, because that's one that I have really no idea what to do with it. So, and I do know that it's not used as much. So, you know, that's something to check out later. So, and the next one, which I think is a fun one, but, you know, how does it relate to businesses? Pinterest.
Oh, Pinterest is great, but you have to know how it will fit your business, because it's a tricky social media channel, and you should only take it on if you have great images to share concerning your business. Your business can reap the benefits of introducing your products to an estimated 70 million, 10 million in the U.S. alone. And I use Pinterest every day with fabulous backlinks to your website. Yeah, I use it as a, not so much for my business, but as a user. I will go on and I'll see things on other people's websites and I'll pin them. There's articles you can pin too, so I will do that. Just things I want to share, or if some of my clients have things that are going on or new products, I'll pin those. Businesses that produce quality visual contact have a distinct advantage because of the highly visual nature of the site. Quality images have a greater chance of becoming viral, and that's shared and reshared and reshared further to thousands of people. An image pinned by a highly followed Pinterest member has the potential to reach millions of viewers. So if your business is image heavy, say a photography studio, a retail shop, or an e-commerce site, then Pinterest for Business makes sense. But what if your business doesn't make or sell pretty things? Don't overlook the appeal of a good how-to checklist or a step-by-step guide. For example, Kathleen, a guide on how to organize. That's a good one for Pinterest. And, you know, when that's paired with an interesting image, these pins can get attention too. Once somebody pins the image, the web address associated with that pin can draw in a lot of new customers. But just remember, the majority of users on Pinterest are 80% women, and they're between the ages of 25 to 45. So you have to ask, is this the right target audience for you? Pinterest is right for you if you're in a highly visual industry with customers who will naturally seek to express themselves through images. However, it can also work in other areas that you might not consider visual at first glance. Think about your audience and their interests. Are they likely to collect images that will inform their product or service buying decisions? Are they deeply interested in a subject and can be visually represented? So given Pinterest's particular popularity among women, it's also the place to be if that is your market target. inspire and inform them on Pinterest, and you create real engagement.
Wow, that's great. I've only used Pinterest. Well, I do have an organizing board in my Pinterest account, and I think I've had people actually pin them or repin them. So that's going out there and probably getting repeated, right, by other people that
yes.
see their boards. Okay.
Yes, and,
okay.
You know, I'm getting repins of things that I pinned over a year ago.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So it's just, you know, your boards stay up, and then as people pin you, then they start to join you on your Pinterest, and, you know, then you start to get followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get lost in Pinterest for a long time. Because one thing, you know, one link leads to another, and, you know, it's, so you do have to be careful with the time, you know, time management when you're on Pinterest. So,
yeah, and it's
okay,
grown so much.
Yeah.
Now I'll go on there and you can look for recipes, you can look for how to clean
mm-hmm.
things, you can look for, animals, I mean, just any and everything you can think of.
Right, right. And it's great when you're planning events, you know, for decorating or ideas and things
mm-hmm.
like that. So at my daughter's wedding, we actually had a private board so she could pin things that, you know, she liked as far as decorating and things like that. And we could, you know, all go on there and look at it. So, and that was a good thing. And,
yeah.
and keep it private so, you know, people coming to the wedding didn't know what really what, you know, everything was going to look like. So, I think Pinterest is a lot of fun and, you know, has, you know, a really good value for many things. Okay,
yes.
Next one is Instagram. Mm-hmm. So how do we use Instagram?
Okay, well, if you're not already aware, Instagram is a photo sharing program. And what makes Instagram different from other photo sharing programs is that it's a free app which can be downloaded onto iPhones and Android devices, and it enables users to apply a variety of filters to pictures with the simple press of a button. Don't sign your business up if you're not going to use it on your smartphone. Though you can manage your Instagram account via your PC, you can't upload images to Instagram without a third-party tool. Instagram is great for products, pictures of staff, and developments within your business, and using this social media channel can add the "we're just human" factor to your business. Statistics show there are between 130 and 150 million users, but you need to understand the demographic of these users and determine if this is the right target audience for your business. The majority of users, 70%, are female between the ages of 18 to 35. So Instagram is right for you if, like Pinterest, you have a visual aspect to what you do and what your customers are interested in. Interestingly, it also users often overlap with Twitter, so it can be good as a part of a 1-2 punch. And given Instagram's appeal to specific ethnic segments and its popularity among urbanites, it can also be a good choice for certain market targets. Another visually centric site is Tumblr, though it's less popular, which tends to attract a younger and less affluent audience overall, according to the Business Insider. They also looked at Google, which it found to be very male-dominated. And Google has some interesting social community tools, such as Hangouts, that are worth exploring if you want to create highly interactive opportunities.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I haven't explored Instagram, so that's one I really haven't gotten into. But I know a lot of people are using it out there. Okay, another one, especially for businesses, LinkedIn. So what can you tell us about LinkedIn?
Well, LinkedIn is the largest social media network for business people and professionals, but most small-sized business owners still don't have it on their marketing radar. Business owners are now realizing the value of the site and the opportunities to build relationships and sales leads. And there are over 230 million LinkedIn users and 2.7 million business pages already on LinkedIn, and I'm sure that number has gone up already. Note that
mm-hmm.
LinkedIn is more serious in nature compared to Facebook and Twitter, and you want to approach this one more seriously and assume that the users will want serious, professional, and informative information. One of the most powerful features of LinkedIn is LinkedIn Groups, which provide a place for professionals in the same industry or with similar interests to start and participate in a discussion within a group. You can share content, find answers, post and view jobs, make business contacts, and you can establish yourself as an industry expert. Groups can have 100 to thousands of members, so the exposure is significant. And LinkedIn is right for you if you are in business-to-business or in another industry or role in which you can provide useful insights to people thinking about their work, seeking to make business connections, or looking for their next job. And while LinkedIn is trying to broaden the scope of its information, most users are in work mode on LinkedIn, so it's optimal for peer networking and industry-specific information. And given the high income and education levels of the average LinkedIn user, it offers a distinct audience worth targeting with the right message.
Yeah, I do like LinkedIn and connect with other organizers or businesses that I think might, be relevant to what I do. So I think LinkedIn is a really good one for, especially for people in business. So and how about YouTube? Do you have to be, like, super young and good-looking to do YouTube videos?
Well, it's the most popular video-oriented site, and it has an estimate of over 1 billion unique visitors every month, with over 100 hours of video uploaded every minute. A huge factor to note with YouTube is that, one, it's the second largest search engine after Google, not Yahoo or Bing. So having content here that's optimized to be found by someone looking for your product, service, or niche can have enormous benefits. And two, YouTube is owned by Google. So when it comes to boosting your search engine optimization ranking, videos are over 50 times more likely to appear on the first page of search results as a part of the blended results that Google now shows. But the YouTube market is very competitive. It really is a social media channel to choose if you have value videos that invite engagement, sharing, and that users will enjoy. If your business can visually show how their services, product, or employees are different from the rest out there, then this social media channel is a winner. Note the costs and human resources involved in producing good, valuable videos before signing your business up. And we see all the time how the most popular ones are the funny or the odd videos, but you don't want to, if it fits your business, then that's fine, but you don't want to make a video just to make a video. And you should always have a YouTube channel so that all your videos are in one place, and then you can embed them and put them in your website. So it's just, a good thing to do is keep them all in one place. And, once you embed them, they go to your website to see them, but they can go over to YouTube afterwards and view all your videos.
Ah, that's great. Yeah, I know YouTube is huge. And it's funny, I'm actually out in California right now and with my daughter and son-in-law and my granddaughter. And my 2.5-year-old granddaughter, there is an app out there for children, and it's nothing but this one, no, not the app, but there's one channel that there's a woman who just opens up toys and puts the things together. She gets mesmerized by that app or that YouTube channel. And it's just amazing that, apparently that's really popular with little kids. And, just the power of someone, just putting these toys together. But it does teach them something, too, how to, put toys together or take them apart or play with them or whatever. But, I think YouTube is really amazing. And, and business-wise, I think it's really good. I've watched a lot of YouTube tutorials, basically of people, doing certain things, and it really is helpful. And if you get stuck, I can't remember what I used it for once, but I thought, I bet they have a YouTube channel, and sure enough, there was one there, and it showed me, walked me through the process of what I needed to do. So it really, I think it has a lot of value. And,
it does.
Fun to watch, too.
Yeah, you can find everything on there. The how-to videos are really good. I watched one a couple weeks ago on how to put up tile in your kitchen.
Oh, wow.
So you can find a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, you can find a little bit of everything, that's for sure. So, well, this is great, you know, going through the different social media available. You gave some really great statistics of, you know, how they're used, who's using it. And so I'm sure our listeners, you know, will get a lot of value out of that. So, Robin, I'm sure some people would be interested in connecting with you and for your either your website services or helping them with social media. So what's the best way for them to contact you?
They can go to my website at ibenders.com. That's EYEBENDERS. Or give me a call at 704-846-8574.
Great. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on today. And I know everybody's looking forward to seeing you and listening to you next week at Maggiano's in South Park for the monthly luncheon. That's from 11 to 1. So if you're listening, there's still time to register, bring a friend, bring a colleague, and you'll have a really good experience meeting, you know, a variety of types of women and having a delicious lunch too. And when you're on the website, which is www.everywomancanbe, check out the Hot Topics articles, because all of my past guests on the Speaker Spotlight show, you know, a lot of them have put articles there, and other members of Every Woman Can Be have put articles, a variety of things. So, you know, do check that out. Check out the calendar of events. Everything is listed there so you can see what's coming up. And also you'll see the scroll of the members on the homepage. And so check out some of our members. And if there's somebody that you'd like to connect with, please do. We'd be happy to meet you. So thanks so much for joining me and taking time out of your day. And remember, you are a woman with infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Have a wonderful day.